Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience, right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
Yes, dear. I understand, dear. No. I'm not being a little too over the top, dear. No, I know what I'm talking about, dear. It's not that funny, dear. I promise. I'm not being that crazy. No. No one else can hear what I'm saying. I promise. I love you too. Will you please stop while I'm talking to my wife? I've got a reprimand. I'm sorry. Welcome back to the Darren Copeland Experience. We're going to try and do better in the second hour here of the show. You can listen in, by the way. And if you want to call, but by all means, I don't know where it's going to go. If you want to call, I don't know what might happen, but if you want to call, 303-831-1340. And if you want to ask me any questions or you want to do anything weird, well, if you want to, I'm just saying. It could get crazy. I'm just saying it gets a little weird around here. I'm just saying. But we're like PG weird. Would you call us PG weird?
Yeah, just a little bit, yeah. PG.
All right. Yeah. Can we keep it PG weird?
Yeah.
All right. PG weird. You know how you say that? Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but you know, you can always look us up at Facebook, the Darren Copeland Experience, like our page. I mean, we got like, what, like 15?
Podcasts up?
No likes on our Facebook page.
Yeah. I haven't been keeping count.
What?
Yeah.
Well, I know it's hard to keep track when you got many.
I missed that memo.
It's hard to keep track.
I only have 10 fingers. I don't have any toes that I can see right now.
Alex.
Count to 10 right now.
Do you know what you need?
10.
Do you know what you need?
10.
Do you know? No.
Advocates?
No. No. And I'm giving it to you. And I'm giving this to you right now. You need 10 celebratory toes.
Celebratory toes?
Yes. Here's to your toes. May they long live and prosper.
Ready? One. You will do this 4 times with the left.
Are you saying that I need to get back and focus? Okay, fine. We're going to focus. All right, we're going to focus. And everybody here, stretch 2, 3, 4. We're not going to talk about aliens. We're going to talk about sports. Let me get some action
from the back section. Sports.
No, we're going to talk sports. The Nuggets, even though they've been 4-6 in their list.
I got Nuggets.
The Nuggets may be one of the hottest teams, even though they've got 4-6 in their last 10 games. Just saying. Can I just say something?
Say it.
And this your goes show? To like... Well,
you can say whatever you want. Just no swear words. I have to dump them.
Oh, man. All right, here we go. Here's what I'm saying. Dear Denver Nuggets.
Dear Denver Nuggets.
Dear Colorado Rapids.
Yes, check.
Dear Avalanche, I guess.
Mammoth?
Yeah, probably the same deal.
Rockies?
It's this. Stop effing dribbling, keeping the puck. Die, jeez. Listen. I hate to be the dude that hangs out at the park telling you how to coach your 5-year-olds. But you got to coach your 5-year-olds better. Listen. If you are a parent with a kid anywhere from like 3 to 10 with an aptitude for whatever sport it is. Stop effing dribbling the ball.
Pass.
It is a team sport. And by it, I mean all of it. Every single itsy bitsy part of it is a team sport. Act like a team sport. Do you know what they do with dribblers in the real world? Get them surgery for that lip so they stop dribbling. That's what they do. Pass that thing. Pass it. As I sit here and watch the Nuggets easily blow by the Brooklyn Nets, who are terrible.
Nuggets.
Nuggets.
I totally love that. I'm sorry. I do. It's going to be my ringtone. But as I watch them, the problem becomes all these dudes who think that if they can cross up a dude and dribble a dude and fake a dude off a thing, that all of a sudden they can just leave some dude in the dirt. And they can't. You know how you leave a dude in the dirt? You make a pass and then you run because that guy doesn't want to run. That's how you do it. You don't do it by dribbling.
The ball moves faster than the person. Correct?
People just don't understand that the key to understanding how the universe works comes down to the theory, and I'll call it the Copeland theory of relativity. And you know what the Copeland theory of relativity is? Stop effing dribbling. Seriously, stop effing dribbling. No one is good as they think they are, because if you were as good as you thought you were, you wouldn't be playing in the league that you're playing in. Dear goodness, I tell people this all the time, especially the cocky ones. I say to them, hey, listen, mister, if you were half as good as you thought you were, you'd be twice as good as you actually are. So maybe if you actually learned how good you were, then you wouldn't have to worry about how much you thought you were. And then they fell down dead because they didn't understand what I was saying. But here's the thing, and here's the challenge that I give to Mile High Sports Radio people right now. That quote makes perfect sense, and they won't put it on a promo. Makes perfect sense. They won't put it on a promo. I just promise. Hey, you know, but here's the real reason. I mean, I know it's Friday, and I know that Big Fuzz is sick as the dog he probably ate last night.
We're screwed.
No, he doesn't eat dogs. Hot dogs, maybe, but not real dogs. But we're just sort of out of sorts. We're discombobulated. We're, you know, all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, I haven't heard any Bigfoot sightings lately, so I hope he's all right.
Yeah, it's just why, you know, listen, it's just why if you're a man, understand that if you want to sculpt your face and your hair, be that guy. All right, be that guy, but just take caution. I'm just saying. And if you don't want to risk the injury, then don't be that guy. That's, you know, be who you be. Be who you be, because if you be who you be, then you will be who you will be. Just saying.
That makes sense.
But the reason why I'm not talking a lot of sports right now is because the Nuggets, as well as they seem to be playing, and there all seems to be all sort of this hype around them right now, they're still way below 500. And when you talk about the Rockies, there's just nothing
really
to talk. No, they have. They've been going for about 2 weeks.
But meaningful games.
You got April. April 1st.
Month away. Over a month away.
They said that there were under 60 days out from the NFL draft.
Woo!
And that's when I knew that people have too much time in their hands and the end of civilization is nigh. I'm just saying that. And in the words of James, followed by Luke, followed by Fogg.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this, only on Mile High Sports.